This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. The founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten, has joined me for the whole week, and we've been getting just this myriad of suggestions for some really, really good listening. So hello, Robin.
Hello, Joe.
How are you going to stick the landing?
Well, I don't know. I sort of think there is a little theme here. There is a certain autobiographical theme and biographical theme.
Oh,
right.
Except for the murder.
For the murder, but you know, but there was a bit of a theme anyway.
Okay.
So today we're going to actually have a memoir that we'll talk about, and that is Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey and read by the author.
There has been so much talk about this, and all of it good.
Well, this is a lot of fun to listen to. Wild. It's based on McConaughey's journals and diaries from a time in 1989 that he sort of self-imposed exile in the desert, where he just wrote streams of consciousness and thoughts and pretty much everything that he could think about his life so far. He presents it here like a stream of consciousness and a big riff. I think that's what I loved about it.
It reminds me I have to confess, I haven't heard the whole book, but I've heard parts of it. And it reminds me so much of Jack Kerouac and On the Road in some ways, in that stylistically.
I think that's true. I hadn't really thought about that, but yes, absolutely. Because there's a lot about being on the road. And I love one of the ways he talks about the getting away withs and the getting caughts.
He's so charming, and charm is not something you can manufacture.
No, this is fabulous. His Texas twang, and he plays it up a bit. He's funny. He's serious.
I've heard bits about his family, the family stories he tells. Holy moly.
Yeah. Some of the family stories are pretty tough. It was a tough upbringing, but I think a lot of love, as he says, and he brings a lot of love to this program. He must have been exhausted after writing it, but then after also narrating it. I mean, there's so much energy in it, so much emotional power, I think, that comes out through it.
Well, let's hear some. What do you say?
All right. He's just explaining what he's doing. And then there's the wonderful riff.
Okay. This is Green Lights. It's written and read by Matthew McConaughey.
It's a love letter to life. Now, speaking of bumper stickers, I have always loved bumper stickers. So much so that I've stuck bumper to sticker and made them one word, bumper sticker. They're lyrics, one-liners, quick hitters, unobtrusive personal preferences that people publicly express. They're cheap and they're fun. They don't have to be politically correct because, well, they're just bumper stickers. From the font they're in, to the color scheme, to the word or words they say, a bumper sticker tells you a lot about the person behind the wheel in front of you. Their political views, if they've got a family or not, if they're free spirits or conformist, funny or serious, what kind of pets they have, what kind of music they like, even what their religious beliefs might be. Over the last 50 years, I've been collecting my bumper stickers. Some I've seen, some I've heard, some I stole, some I dreamed, some I said. Some are funny, some are serious, but they all stuck with me.
Oh my God. Bumper stickers.
That is, no. But you're right about the energy. It's like a prose poem.
It seems very much like he's thinking in lyrics.
Yes.
I don't know anything about him being a songwriter. I mean, he's reading it that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has the way he plays with rhythm and the forward and, God, the energy. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when that was being recorded.
It does feel like he just let it go and just kept talking for however long it took to record this.
You know, when I go to the dentist, I always listen to an audiobook among the many places I do. And I'm having oral surgery. And I have just made a decision. I'm going to listen to this.
Does it matter if you laugh halfway through? Because there's some very funny parts.
I think that I'll put my hand up. I'll give the dentist signal.
There you go. But this is very fun. Great, a great way to end the week.
Absolutely. Thank you. That is Green Lights, written and read by Matthew McConaughey. Robin, it's been a pleasure. As always, thank you.
We've had a fun week, Joe.
We did have a fun week, and I'll talk to you next month.
All right.
Dreamscape Media, your library first publisher, is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor. The music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.